And thank God.
神为我这样。
Because he took care of me.
所以我毕业之后。
After I graduated.
就结婚。
And then I got married.
结婚之后就生孩子。
Sure.
一生就几个。
So then two of them.
那么所以我毕业之后实习完了。就回香港。
So after graduation internship, I went back to Hong Kong.
那么回香港呢？当时是因为在香港一个 missionary hospital.
And then I was at a missionary hospital in Hong Kong.
不够医生。
And didn't have enough doctors.
他们写信给我。
So they wrote me.
那么本我那个时间还预备再进修几年才回去。
At that time, I like I want to specialize first before returning to Hong Kong.
但是因为他们需要很迫切，所以呢就他说叫你立刻回来。
And I said, please come as soon as you can.
所以我1971年就回去。
So in 71, I returned to Hong Kong.
但是也没有想到。
But I was not expecting.
我后来扛。
That I changed profession.
那是我从来没有想到。
It was something totally
abnormal. 但我还是很喜欢做医生。
Because I still want to be a physician.
那到现在我还经常到医院里头去嗅嗅那个味道一遍。
I will go take in the smell and aroma of the hospital.
很多人不喜欢，但是我很喜欢。我一嗅那个味道就精神起来。那我在里头做，总共做五年。
I spent 5 years in the hospital.
但是没有想到，在我回香港之后呢，神为我预备很多机会在年轻人当中服侍。
But then I had some unforeseen opportunities that God provided.
做学生的工作。
To spend time with the students.
因为这个缘故，神就把香港青年人都附带在我的心里。
And so God set the burden of the Hong Kong youth on me.
那后来苏恩佩姐妹从新加坡回香港。
And then Sister Su Hei returned to Hong Kong from Singapore.
她身体不好。
She was not in ill health.
就回香港休养。
So she was trying to recuperate. Hong Kong.
我从前不认识她。
I didn't know her then.
你也很难猜我在什么地方碰到她。
It's a very difficult way to get how that.
有一次我到九龙城寨，是在香港的一个很多黑社会的吸毒人聚集的一个地方。
Once I went to this place in Cologne, that is frequented by all the underworld and all the drug dealers.
那里有一个团契请我去分享。
At that time there was a fellowship that invited me.
所以我就进去。
So that I went there.
哎，没想到，看在哪里，坐在后面一个，瘦瘦的小女孩。
So I saw the girl that was sitting in the back.
坐在那里。
She was sitting there.
一叫苏恩佩。
As we were introduced, it was Sister Su Hei.
原来她也对一些吸毒的人很有负担。
She was also had a burden of the.
我们就在哪里碰面。
We were introduced there.
也没有想。
And then all unexpectedly.
有一群很多从海外回去的一些基督徒。
There was also a group of Christians who were.
共同有一个负担。
They all had the same vision.
对香港青年人有个负担。
And a burden for the youth of Hong Kong.
感觉他需要福音。
That they need a gospel.
我们就一次开始祷告。
And so we start praying among us.
各一个星期、两个星期就祷告一次。
And so every other week or so we together.
直到后来呢，神就把这个文字工作负担放在我们的心里。
And so they were given a burden for the little.
苏内本来说他回香港，他说从今之后不办杂志。
苏内originally thought came back to Hong Kong she would never have any.
因为他知道办杂志是要的命。
Because it's very difficult as a magazine.
在台湾校友杂志。
In Taiwan, there's a Catholic Crusade magazine.
在新加坡的田校。
In Singapore, there's a magazine.
然后他回香港去休息。
When she went back to Hong Kong, she really wanted to recuperate and rest.
原来在神的字典里头没有休息。
But there is no such word as rest, God missioner.
神还是让他有这个负担。
And so God gives her the
spirit. 所以1973年我们就开始。
So in 1973, we started publishing.
也是开始跟我的父亲正面冲突的人。
And that is also the start of a direct confrontation between myself and my father.
那天告诉他。
And so I told him.
我说爸爸。
Father.
我准备放下我医院一部分的时间。
I'm going to give only part time to the hospital.
那么出来工作。
I wanted to do something else.
他听很高兴。
He was very happy when he heard.
不对，这样想法很对。
He said, oh, this is very good.
你应该部分时间在医院。
You need to spend part time in the hospital.
另外一部分就是一个诊所。
The other time, you need to start.
那个诊所最好在医院附近。
本来是。
那么现在很快，看着病人就自然来了。
All the people at the hospital will come to your
side. 后来我告诉他。
And then I told him.
要开始个杂志。
I was going to publish a magazine.
他差点昏倒过去。哎，没想到。
It was totally unexpected.
那还可以勉强接受。
But then he kind of expected me that way.
起码我还一半时间在医院。
Because at least I'm spending part of my time in the hospital.
再过两年。
And then 2 years later,
我告诉他
I talked to him again.
我要再放下另外一部分的心。
And I'm going to give up the rest of my time at the hospital.
啊，那次他受不了。
He couldn't stand it.
我告诉他我念神学。
I want to say I want to go study divinity.
我还记得1976年。
And then in 1979, I remember.
我离开香港的那一天。
I left Hong Kong that day.
我的父亲在家中。
My father was at home.
突然之间他说
All of a sudden he said,
你们所有的人请出去。
All of you leave my presence right now.
然后他对我的最小的弟说
And he spoke to my youngest brother.
你留下来。
Stay here.
我要你做见证。
You need to be my witness.
我要我的大儿子讲。
I will speak now to my oldest son.
说跟大儿讲话要见证人。
So I thought, how come he needed a witness?
我已经知道不对。
So I thought, uh-oh.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly what I said. 我就坐在那里。
So I sat there.
整整三个小时。
For 3 entire hours.
我没有一句话。
I didn't say a single word.
他一直在讲。
He spoke constant.
一直在讲。
He continued.
我已经忘记他讲。
I forgot what he was talking about.
这都是我的不对。
But of all how bad I was.
他说我应该有的。
He said the things that I should have.
我没有。
I did.
他说我应该有。
He said the things that I should have.
他都有。
All he had.
那他就一直在这儿算。
So he started counting all the things.
然后。
And then.
我没话讲。
I didn't know what to say.
那天下午。
That afternoon.
我就离开香港。
I left Hong Kong.
我在机场。
At the airport,
很多人来送我的飞机。
A lot of people would come to see people off.
只找一个面孔。
All I did was try to find one face.
他没有去。
But they did not come.
是我的父亲。
And that was my father.
所以我上飞机。
So I got into the plane.
我跟我太太。
Me and wife.
两个小孩子。
And 2 children.
那个时候他才我看3岁。
At that time he was only 3.
我一上飞机。
As soon as I got in the plane.
就哭。
I started crying.
不断的在哭。
Constantly I cried.
我拿起笔
I started taking up a
给我爸爸写封信
to write father,
4张纸
4 pages
我对他说
I told him
啊其实我爱你
I really do love you
但是对不起
but I am sorry
因为照我要做的
because I know that I have to do
不是想我做
isn't what he wants me to do
但是我知道我应该这样做
but I know this is what I must do
所以我说我这件事我是非常对不起
But I thought on this, I'm very sorry.
但是我是我知道。
But I said I knew
when 我选这条路。
When I chose this road.
我就把信寄去。
Then I mailed the letter.
工作在神学院的2年。
So in divinity school, 2 years.
断写信。
I wrote constantly.
一封信。
I never got a reply.
所以到最后我毕业之前。
And then right before graduation.
我曾经想过。
Then I thought.
我好不好？回到医院里头为我的爸爸去做一天的医生
so should I go back and become a doctor for one day in a hospital just for my father
just for his sake 就是为了他我要做医生
just for his sake to be a doctor one day
后来我想
so then I thought
弥补了这么多
that I really wouldn't do any that much
我的弟弟已经做医生
because my younger brother is a doctor
也会他开心到哪里
I didn't really
我妹妹还结婚
my sister
也嫁了给医生
and she married a doctor
也没有解决问题
But that didn't make me happy
我说我多做一天没有解决问题
So I said if I become a doctor one day it would help me
我还是决定
But I decided
神既然叫我走这条路
That if God give me this road to travel
我就走下去
This is the road I will walk
很感谢主
So God
我离开神学院前2个星期
2 weeks before I left seminary
收到一封信
I got a letter
是我爸爸给我的信
It is from my father
他说
He said
知道你回来
I know they're coming back.
你要是愿意
If you want,
你可以先住在我的家
You can stay with me.
然后再找地方
And look for someplace else later.
我收到这个信
When I got this letter,
我知道
I knew.
神已经在他的心中动工
God has already started his
work. 我跟太太去说我们回香港
We need to go back to Hong Kong.
不找房子
We don't need to go back to Hong
Kong. 先住在他的家
Let's go with my father first.
一定回去住
That will definitely go there.
很感谢主。
Thank
God. 有一天他对我说。
One day he told me.
路遥知马力。
That the longer you have run, the more your strength is known.
日久见人心。
That the longer days pass by, the more that will be known about your heart.
他说我知道你对怎么样。
He said, I really know you feel about me.
然后他说。
And then he said,
我今天告诉你。
I told you before.
我的东西你没有。
What have you don't have?
他说我现在告诉你。
But now I said,
我发觉一件事。
I discovered something.
有一样是你有的。
There is something that you have.
我有。
That I don't.
我忘他。
I forgot.
我忘了看他。
I did not see.
我对他说：“你讲的对。”
So I said, "You are correct."
感谢主。
Thank God.
他改变了很多。
He changed a lot.
还没有信主，还差一点点。
He's not a Christian yet, but he's almost there.
因为有一次他病。
Because it was sometimes.
我们一家人为祷告。
We were praying for him.
他也很高兴，我们为他祷告。
We're very happy that we were praying for him.
但是我知道他还差一步。
But I know that he's still just a little bit.
我的母亲刚刚前几年信了主。
Several years ago, my mom did.
我弟弟信了主。
My younger brother.
妹妹信了主。
My sister became Christian.
我儿子信了主。
My two sons became Christian.
还差一点，我的父亲。
A little more for my father.
那时候是神在他身上已经动。
But I know that God has already started work.
那所以在这些年日里头
，So during all the time,
看见神很多恩典。
I see a lot of God's
grace. 特别香港改变，香港改变。
Especially changes in Hong Kong.
很多人离开。
A lot of people left.
但是在这时间
，But during this time,
神让我们看见。
God wants to see.
到1997
1997,
还有500多万人不可以离开香港。
There are 5 million or so people who can't leave.
所以几年前
And so a couple years ago,
我跟一些同工一起祷告。
Couple co-workers myself were praying.
神就给我们感动。
That God gave us a vision.
就是还是要不是这些不能够离开香港的一些
青年。That we still serve all the youth who cannot leave.
而且那在那个时间
And that during this time,
香港的人走
As the people are leaving,
卖房子
They're selling their houses.
房子价就跌下去
and the real estate market went to the slump
突破在那个时间
so at that time there could be
我们求神一个见证
we asked God for a vision
我说神你要我们留下来
we said God if you want us to stay
你一定要为我们预备一个房子
you must prepare a place for us
来感谢主
and thanks be to God
那个时间我们其实在经常费还相差大概140,000还足够
at that time our general fund was still short by $140,000
我们看中一栋楼，一楼。
And we saw this building we liked.
1800,000。
It is $18 million.
那他们感觉我们 crazy.
So that's it. Everybody thought we're crazy.
但是我们知道人要把这个房子给。
We knew that God is going to give that to us.
真的，他给了我。
Truly, He did.
我们买的那天。
On the day that we bought it.
啊。买的过程其实很奇怪的，我不详细跟你讲，因为时间已经够。
The process is very interesting, but I will not go into it in detail.
那天他要我们付270,000的 payment.
Because at that time he had to give him a payment of $27 million.
没有。
We didn't have it.
直到今天早上。
Not until that morning.
有一位弟兄刚从美国经过香港。
There was a brother who was returned to Hong Kong.
他打个电话给我们。
He called me.
他说突破了，最近好，我说很好。
He said, "How are you doing?" I said, "Very well."
我告诉他们准备买一个新的办的地方。
I said, "At that time, I'd like to buy a new."
哎，他说怎么这样好
？He said, "Oh, really?"
还差多少钱
？How much short?
我告诉他还差400,000。
I thought we're still $400,000 short.
他想一想。
He thought it over.
他说好。
He said, "Okay."
你今天下午。
This time.
4:30。
4:30.
到我的办公室。
Come to my office.
我给你一个 check.
I'll give you a check.
那天下午5:00。
So that afternoon at 5:00.
我们就要付款。
Had to pay.
因为不然的话他们不可以取消那个拍卖我们就不可以拿到那个房子
because otherwise we'll cancel the sale and we will not be able to buy it
那天下午我在律师楼5:00
and so the afternoon at 5 p.m. I was with lawyer
我的同工就把那个钱拿进来
a co-worker brought that check
270,000
$2.7 million
我对口
and I told him
他眼硬起来
Make a copy of.
我从来没有看过那么大的钱。第二，我要把这个记录保存起来。
And then I want to record this.
是神为我预备。
Because it is God's preparation.
感谢主。
And thanks to him.
我签名。
I sign.
那个律师还敢哇，感觉这个人不得了。
And so I really impressed that lawyer.
第二天
，The next day.
报纸也登出来。
It was newspapers.
为什么？因为要取消这个拍卖。
Because they want to cancel this.
报纸最近要报道。
So the newspaper report.
香港还有一个机构。
There is another organization.
对香港全部很有信心。
That had a lot of hope.
其他都不买楼，他们买。
He wanted to buy this real estate.
我还说， 听说这个机构就突破杂志。突破第一次
哎，
地产版啊出版。
That the very first time that we were on the Spanish news.
很感谢主，
感
谢主。神让我们看见他证据。
Because God wanted to see His proof.
从那天开始到现在
，So from that day onward until now,
突破的同工增加了一倍
，The coworkers grew by two.
增加了一倍
，And our ministry grew by twofold.
我们现在有120个同工
，We now have 120 coworkers.
那么，也是神的恩典
，And that's all God's blessing.
我们也看见过去几年
，So we see in the past couple
很多年轻人信主
，Out of youth came to know.
不得了
，Whole bunch of.
不同的行业都有
From different occupations,
我知道
I know,
是怜悯的时刻
because it is God's grace.
所以我昨天早上说大时代
so it is, that's why the morning I said it is the great age
祝福的时代
it is the age
也是祝福的年代
it is the age of great blessing
一定很多人信主
that many people will come to know the Lord
香港一直而来对福音的反抗很强
there's always been a lot of resistance
这几年神把这些抵抗都打破 很多台湾来的弟兄问我
a lot of people from Taiwan ask me,
台湾是不是很难传福音
is it hard to spread the gospel from Taiwan?
不容易
it's not easy
很困难
it is difficult
误诊厉害
because it is very
迷信厉害
it is very superstitious
但是我告诉你
but I tell you
是要打破这些
because God will break the
spirit 一定的
He will
一定的
but
一样越是政治的转变社会的转变越
The more the changes in society and politics,
人要思想分
people start about think of life.
这是非常相信
and that is very exciting.
所以我希望神在你们当中
So I hope that God working within you,
也把这个福音负担交给你
that they will give the burden for this gospel to you.
我这次很高兴跟我的儿一起来参加
I'm very happy that I'm here with my son.
完了之后我跟他一起到加拿大
We will go to Canada after this.
在念书的地方
where I went to school.
他就我们又在哪里
and he will be studying.
然后我们两老就回香港
面对我们的 empty net
所以有一些很凄惨孤单的感觉但是神有恩典知道未来的几年
we know that the next few years,
我们要看神更大的恩典
we want even more blessings
更大的恩典
even more blessings
俩儿子去了
好
像神要赐给我更多的子
then there will be many other sons
你相信吗你不相信你到香港看看我其他很多儿子真的钱够我们用感谢主愿神赐福给你
们
谢谢我们的翻译